From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It was one of the greatest comebacks in Green Bay Packer history. Eddie Lacy rushing for a game-winning one-yard touchdown with a minute and a half to play, and the Packers beat the Cowboys 37-36 in Dallas. It's the first win over the Cowboys on the road since 1989. Matt Flynn threw for 299 yards, four scores, and an interception for Green Bay. They trailed 26-3 at the half, but rallied to move to 7-6-1 on the year. Clay Matthews said they didn't quit.
We could have very easily, you know, mailed it in or cashed it in just because of where we're at in the season, missing our quarterback, the seamless amount of injuries, and being down however many points at halftime. It was definitely looking bleak.
Tremont Williams had a key interception for the Packers. He called it a great comeback.
I don't know if it was any other team, you know, if guys would have stood up like we did today when adversity struck. And guys continued to have a positive attitude, came out, kept fighting, chipping away. And we got it done.
Matt Flynn said everybody contributed.
This one feels so great because it was such a team victory. It wasn't one-sided. It was offense and defense both stepping up in that second half and really kind of feeding off each other.
Chicago Bears took over first place in the NFC North with a 38-31 come-from-behind win over Cleveland. And tonight it'll be the Detroit Lions trying to make their hay in the division and tie the Bears. They play the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. Mac Brown is stepping down from his post as head coach at Texas. The 62-year-old announced his resignation over the weekend after 15 seasons. Also in Division III football, UW-Whitewater will be playing for the title. They advanced to the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl, overcoming a 12-0 first-half deficit to win their matchup on Saturday as they beat Mary Hardin-Baylor 16-15. They take on Mount Union in the championship game. The Badger men's basketball team goes into the Christmas break unbeaten. They beat Eastern Kentucky on Saturday, 86-61. Ben Bruss led the way with 20 points and 6 rebounds. The Badger women's volleyball team headed to the NCAA Division Final Four as they topped Purdue on Saturday night, 3-1. They take on Texas on Thursday in the national semifinals in Seattle. Tyler Tillema of UW-Stevens Point went over the 1,000-point mark for his career on Saturday as the Pointers beat St. John's to stay unbeaten. The final in that one was 71-51. The Pointer women's basketball team also got a win, beating the University of Chicago Saturday night at the Berg Gym, 67-64. The Badger women's hockey team got the victory as Jana Belke-Skoog got her third shutout of the year as they beat St. Thomas. Also, the Bucks dropped another one on Saturday night. Dallas gets the 106-93 win on the road. The Bucks got a good night from John Henson again. He had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. And rookie Giannis Antetokounmpo, one of the few bright spots. The first-year forward had 13 points, 9 rebounds, and played 35 minutes. The Bucks off now until Wednesday when they'll face the New York Knicks. And that's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.